Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. In previous Sundays, we heard in the gospel readings thought-provoking confrontations between the Pharisees and Jesus. Over and over, the religious leaders tried to discredit him or to get him in trouble with the Roman authorities. Today's gospel begins with showing us a different side of Jesus. Jesus had finally had enough. Yes, he called these Pharisees on their actions, saying, "They do not practice what they teach," and goes on to say that their need for public admiration is the opposite path to take. What Jesus promoted was humble service. This message today is a where the rubber meets the road message. Are you ready? If you are a member of the vestry, the altar guild, the friars in a guild, active in the ECW, a chairperson of some committee for the antique show or designs for dining, a volunteer for the rummage sale on buildings and grounds, help as a gardening angel, a lay Eucharistic minister, worked on the wine tasting and auction, a part of the crew that helps on a parish work day, the St. Francis Festival weekend, Get Connected Sunday, the Sunday School Catechesis Program, ACF, Cabernet in Christ, Women of Wisdom, participate in any small group, on staff, in the choir director, participate as a youth leader in crash or emerge, involved in worship in any way on a Sunday morning, or in other words, in any activity at St. Francis, then Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is speaking to you and to me in this gospel. We are called to serve one another. The greatest among you will be the servant of all. All who humble themselves will be exalted, and all who exalt themselves will be humbled. This is the message of a Christ-centered life. It is often said, and with some pride, that many folks here are type A personalities. This is a gift and a liability. It doesn't matter how gifted or talented, how visionary or competent we are. Do we consistently serve one another in the selfless, humble way of Christ? If we are honest, and I will include myself, the answer is no. What comes out of our mouths, our opinions, and our attitudes aren't necessarily Christ-like at all times, are they? There are times we fail the simple act of today's message, to do what Jesus did and said, to be the servant of others. The message is hard, especially in the middle of deadlines and being efficient, and maybe even pushed aside when we are trying to raise as much money as we can, no matter how good the cause. The gospel is meant to be good news. The gospels are meant to be radioactive because scripture is inspired by God. God is at work here at St. Francis. God loves and calls us to go beyond our self-centered ways or frustrated concerns and disappointments, to live a little more simply in Him. How? How do we become more Christ-centered and less ego and project-driven, especially in an economy that demands us to be vigilant and guard what we have? Well, we need to look for God. We need to abide in God. We need to live lives worthy of God, as the reading from Thessalonians states. That is the bottom line, to live your life worthy of God. To see God in the person in front of you, next to you, and behind you. God is always present. So every once in a while, we need to stop and be still and know that God is God. Once upon a time, there was a boy who wanted to meet God. He knew it was a long trip to where God lived. So he packed his suitcase with a bag of potato chips and a six-pack of root beer and started on his journey. When he had gone 3 blocks, the little boy met an old woman. She was sitting in the park just staring at some pigeons. So the boy sat down next to the old woman and opened his suitcase. He was about to take a drink from his root beer when he noticed that the old lady looked hungry. So he offered her some potato chips. She gratefully accepted them and smiled at him. Her smile was so pretty that the boy wanted to see it again, so he offered her a root beer. Again, she smiled at him. The boy was delighted. They sat there all afternoon, eating and smiling, but they never said a word. As twilight approached, the boy realized how tired he was and got up to leave. But before he had gone more than a few steps, he turned around, ran back to the old woman, and gave her a hug. She gave him the biggest smile ever. When the boy opened the door to his own house a short time later, his mother was surprised by the look of joy on his face. She asked him, "What did you do today to make you so happy?" He replied, "I had lunch with God." But before his mother could respond, he added, "You know what? She's got the most beautiful smile I've ever seen." Meanwhile, the old woman, also radiant with joy, returned to her home. Her son was stunned by the look of peace on her face and asked, "Mother, what did you do today that made you so happy?" She replied, "I ate potato chips in the park with God." However, before her son responded, she added, "You know, he's much younger than I expected." We are it, my friends. We are the presence of God for one another. We either turn people on to God, or we turn them off. It is simple, humble actions of service that can have rippling effects of life. The byproduct of humble service is joy and peace. The world cannot give this. And there is another lesson that supports humble service. Jesus pointed out that titles and positions do not matter. Being guided in our actions by the Spirit matters. Jesus condemned the external actions of the scribes and Pharisees. Do not be like the Pharisees who parade around in seeking the place of honor at banquets. We are to avoid preoccupation with personal honor and power. And today's message goes one step further. Jesus, in fact, is calling us away from self-seeking, and it pulls us like a magnet. And he calls us toward a highly disciplined discipleship that requires more than we want to give. It is a hard challenge. A Christ-centered, humble life requires effort, requires discipline. I'm afraid there is no way around it. Knowing what God wants of you is not going to happen unless you listen. So at the heart of prayer is not a laundry list of I need this or I need that, but a listening to what God is trying to reveal in the midst of whatever you are involved in. The kingdom of God is an upside-down world when the rules are the opposite of the world's rules. And Jesus explained the new rules. The greatest among you will be your servant. So if you want to be great, start polishing other people's shoes. Start making other people's beds. Start feeding other people's children. So today, once again, we are invited to feed the children and families from Watts for a barbecue at Veterans Park in Redondo Beach. Yes, once again, we are reaching out to Mama Hill's help. Are there other groups of people we could also serve? Yes, but today, this is the group that God calls us and gives us the opportunity to serve. Jesus did not run around trying to find people to serve. He served those who came to him, those right in front of him. And he did not make them a project. People are people, and God is present in each. So if you have a chance to help out and be present today at the simple barbecue and games for Mama Hill's help, bring your best self, your Christ-centered self. Because when someone is fed, it does not matter the title or position of the one serving. What matters is how we serve, and that we serve one another with love. So when you see joy on someone's face as they eat a potato chip or drink a root beer, know that you have met God in the process. Don't say anything, just be there and let God be God. That is what it takes to grow in the humility of Christ, to be present to the God within you and the God outside of you in prayerful attention. Amen.